SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, thousands of Australians experience out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, where the heart stops beating with no prior warnings. In fact, the condition affects around 26,000 people annually, with 95% of those dying before they even reach hospital. But data shows survival rates can be increased by as much as 75% if preventative measures like bystander cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, are enacted early. Experts say the key to this is targeted education programs, especially for the areas that need it the most. But how do we know which parts of Australia need assistance? A new study from Monash University is seeking to bridge that gap, identifying the Australian local government areas with the highest incidences of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and the lowest rates of bystander CPR. The university's Professor Janet Bray is the senior author of the study.
So what we did was we mapped every cardiac arrest that's attended by paramedics across Australia to their local government area. And then we looked at the rates of incidence in these local government areas, as well as rates of bystander CPR for a witness cardiac arrest, so when someone sees someone collapse. And what we've found is we've been able to identify regions with high rates of incidence and low rates of bystander CPR. And this is important because now what we can do is go into these LGAs and provide some public education to try and improve bystander CPR, but as well as try and reduce the incidence of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in these regions.
60 high-risk local government areas were identified, with a total population of 1.17 million, mainly in New South Wales. These were typically regional and remote areas, apart from two LGAs in Adelaide and two in Perth. Professor Bray says there are several common characteristics observed in cases in these locations.
We found that those that had a higher incidence rates tended to have higher rates of cardiovascular disease, risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. They tended to be an older population. They tended to be low socioeconomic status, and they tended to have a lower level of education compared to regions with lower incidence.
The study analysed data from 2017 to 2019, applying mathematical models and mapping techniques. It looked at CPR training rates in relation to bystander CPR, finding that regions that had low rates were less likely to have or had lower rates of the population that had received any form of CPR training. Professor Bray says education is crucial to improving outcomes and getting the public to respond better.
You don't need to go and do a formal CPR class to know how to do CPR. You can watch a 5-minute video on YouTube. All you need to know is that if someone has collapsed, you need to check if they're responding. If they're not responding, you need to see if they're breathing or if they're not breathing normally. And if those two things are happening, then you need to start chest core 000 and start chest compressions. And chest compressions are not complicated. All you need to do is put one hand on top of the other over the breastbone and push hard and fast. It's that simple. And the 000 call taker will give you instructions on how to do this as well down the phone, but it's much easier to get that information if you know what you're doing.
For those who find the idea of performing CPR daunting, cardiologist Dr. Rashid Bashir, based in Victoria, says the process can be broken down into 7 steps.
If I just summarise the 7 steps, we call them doctors ABCD, which is DRS and then ABCD. So that's just an acronym if people can remember that.
The D stands for danger. Assess the situation and ensure that the area is safe. R stands for response. Always check the response of the person. The S stands for send. Send for help. A stands for airway. Open the person's mouth and check for any potential obstructions like food or push on the stomach to dislodge. B stands for breathing. Check their breathing. C stands for CPR. And D stands for defibrillator.
I mean, obviously this is pretty rapid. You don't waste time on, you know, spending 10 minutes on assessing the danger and responsiveness. It happens very quickly. So within a few seconds, you have to assess these things and then shout for help. If there's passerby or anyone else that's around, you ask them to help. Mainly help is to call 000 while you are, you know, attending the person. The whole point of doing a CPR is to get help so that the life can be sustained until a definitive treatment can be started.
Cardiac arrest is different from a heart attack. Professor Gary Jennings is a cardiologist and chief medical advisor to the Heart Foundation.
A cardiac arrest is when the heart stops, and it can stop for any reason. One of the most common causes is, of course, a heart attack, but not all heart attacks are associated with cardiac arrest, and it's the end stage of just about any form of serious illness that leads to death. So out of hospital cardiac arrest is when somebody obviously collapses from a cardiac arrest in a non-medical setting, and that's where we know that CPR and early access to defibrillation and using and calling 000 is what the most effective measures are.
When it comes to administering CPR, Professor Bray notes there are some barriers to education.
So what we did was we did a survey with the Heart Foundation across Australia of the Australian public, and we found that those who were born overseas were less likely to have CPR training compared to those who were born in Australia.
Dr. Bashir, who recently recorded an instruction video for SBS Hindi, says many resources are available.
So resources are everywhere. I mean, it's on the internet. If you happen to be on Cardiac Society website or Heart Foundation website or all these ambulances, you know, I'm pretty sure St. John Ambulance does a lot of courses, a lot of ambulance services and paramedics that do CPR courses. So the information is available everywhere. There's small charts. You can save it on your phone as well. And they are available in all languages, really, because obviously Melbourne or Australia is a very